From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. In the history of the American labor movement, Chicago has been an important city. And the many milestones that have happened there, from the Haymarket Affair to the organization of Pullman Porters, have been documented by the reporters and editors at the Chicago Tribune. Now, it wasn't always favorable to the workers, mind you. Longtime publisher Robert McCormick was strongly anti-union. But last week, the Tribune itself became the subject of a labor action by its journalists. On Thursday, reporters, editors, photographers, and other employees in the Chicago Tribune Guild walked off the job for 24 hours. It's believed to be the first editorial strike in the Tribune's history, and the first time editorial workers at any of Chicago's major papers, at least the surviving ones, have gone on strike. Here to talk about what's behind the strike and where negotiations stand is Ray Long, who's a member of the Chicago Tribune Guild. He's also an award-winning investigative reporter at the paper. In the interests of disclosure, I should mention I've known Ray for nearly two decades. We both worked out of the Statehouse press room for many years. Even though we were at different publications, I learned a lot from him. I consider him a friend. With that said, Ray, welcome back to the 21st Show.
I'm glad to hear I'm still a friend. Thank you, Brian.
And I should also note, in the interests of disclosure, we did reach out to Alden Global Capital, the company that owns the Tribune, and the paper's editor-in-chief, Mitch Pugh. As we go to air Monday morning, we have not gotten responses from either. You can join our conversation at 800-222-9455. What does the Tribune mean to you? And how have you seen the paper change over the last few years? 800-222-9455. We'll be talking about this until just past, about 20 minutes past the hour. So, Ray, Alden Global Capital takes over in 2021. What has changed in the newsroom and the organization as a whole since then?
Well, the first thing Alden did, Brian, was offer buyouts. And I mean the first thing. They bought us one day. The next day, they offered buyouts to people and dozens of people. I can't remember the exact number. It was close to 50 people took buyouts. So they Alden Capital snapped them up, and they didn't replenish the people that they had lost. So immediately we were down by about a third or more of our reporting and editorial staff. So that has resulted in the rest of us having to pedal a lot faster. Do we still put out a robust paper? I have to say, it's amazing that we are still putting out a great paper that is still a watchdog of government accountability and has been doing incredible stuff to keep track of migrants that are coming to the city and that are being sent here from Texas, and how we've covered corruption in politics, et cetera. But there are clear changes in that we don't have as many folks doing full-time investigations. We don't have as many folks out being the eyes and ears for neighborhoods. And we don't have as many folks looking out for what's happening in places like D.C. In fact, we only have Clarence Page there as our person in Washington. And he's the longtime Pulitzer Prize columnist and does a great job at what he does. But we used to have a bureau of around 15 people out in D.C., and we don't have even one full-time reporter out there now.
So, you know, sorry to interrupt you, Ray. Let me just say, I mean, this is a story that's playing out at regionally important newspapers like the Tribune, like in Minneapolis, like the Los Angeles Times, that are still very important and often the biggest and most aggressive news organizations in the region. But what is different about what Alden has done at the Tribune to what we've seen at some of these other regional papers that have also experienced or had inflicted upon their readers cuts in news staff?
Well, I think one of the key things here is that Alden is to all accounts, they don't show us the bottom line, but they are not trying to hide the fact that they're making profits. And well, we just don't know how much. The Tribune was a double digit profit center for years and years consistently. And then Alden bought us, and we have fewer people, so they have lower labor costs. They have raised the prices on subscriptions, so that has lowered the number of people who buy the paper as a print product. We have increased the number of subscriptions that are electronic. And what Alden is doing is they just won't get serious about real economic packages. They're trying to make it more difficult for reporters to stay around.
Let's talk about pay. It's because nobody gets into newspapering to get rich. But how has pay been at the paper since Alden took over?
Well, there's virtually no raises. I mean, there are, pockets if somebody gets a promotion or something like that, but there's still a smidgen of what they should be. The reality is the bean counters are trying to squeeze everything they can out of the paper. They haven't given raises for years and years. They have even said that, okay, we'll negotiate on economics. We'll take away your 401k. And we don't have pensions, the most part. Some who were here 30 or 40 years ago have pensions, and then they switched to 401k before I joined almost 26 years ago now.
When you say take it away, you mean take away the match for the contributions.
Right. Take away the match. And that's effectively a pay cut. By not giving us even cost of living increases for years, that's effectively a pay cut. We had, as you know, we had this one day strike. We didn't expect to bring Alden to its knees in one day, but we did want to send a message that we're not going to just stand here and take it. The reality is that we plan to bargain seriously, and we expect to get paid for hard work, and we don't expect to have to keep being bled and squeezed. It's one of these things, Brian, that they're also just, raising prices on subscribers, making it harder and harder to keep the print product. And they're just seem to have an attitude that we're going to keep raising the price until nobody buys it anymore. There's a remarkable column that was done in the Orlando Sentinel, which is a sister paper of the Tribune. It was done by a guy named Scott Maxwell, a columnist for them over the weekend. And he has made it, I would urge everybody to look at it. And the easy way to find it, I'm not trying to plug myself, the easy way to find it, though, if you have Twitter, go to @RayLong, and R-A-Y-L-O-N-G, and you will find this column. And it talks about why so many of us have stayed at these papers, even though we could be making more money elsewhere. But we believe in doing the job. We believe in the mission of telling the truth, and we believe in honest journalism. And it's easy for slanted news organizations and politicians who don't like it when we uncover and reveal things they don't like to criticize us. But the reality is that we are here and believe in the truth, and we stand by it and we fight for it.
Let me mention, we are speaking with Ray Long, who is a member of the Chicago Tribune Guild, also an investigative reporter at the paper. He was a longtime state government reporter for the Tribune. This is the 21st show. We're talking about the 24-hour strike that happened last Thursday. Unionized editorial staff are facing contract negotiations going into a fifth year. Workplace conditions have changed, as we've been hearing, under the current ownership of Alden Global Capital, which the Atlantic magazine described in a headline as a hedge fund killing newspapers. It took control of the paper in 2021. We did reach out to Alden and the current editor-in-chief, Mitch Pugh, and have not gotten responses from either of them as we go to air Monday morning. I do want to talk a little bit about the strike. You had some pretty tough words. You were quoted in the Sun-Times coverage of the strike. You said, they're a bunch of punks from New York. We're not scared of those guys. If they don't have a desire to negotiate with us fairly, they will feel our wrath and wish that they never saw this day come alive. And Ray, I do want to push you on this, because isn't one of the problems that we journalists have when taking on these gazillionaire high finance types is that we don't have much wrath to visit upon them, right? They have the money, they have the power. I wonder what you and your fellow guild members have in mind.
Well, I appreciate the question, but if we give away the secrets, then we won't be able to spring them upon Alden. In fact, somebody leaked the idea that we were going on this one-day strike a couple of days ahead, and all the management at the papers were able to organize and put out a paper, even though it was not much of a product. They were able to put out a paper and were able to prepare. So
yeah, I will say I did avoid clicking on stories, but I get the email with the front page, and it was a lot of wire copy, which the Tribune for many years would never sink to putting Associated Press copy on the front page, in the past.
That's changed over the years because we have to rely on AP now for DC coverage and foreign coverage. And we also subscribe to the New York Times wire, but we don't have our own people on the ground out in those places. And clearly they didn't have enough people to cover a city as vibrant as Chicago with us on strike. They didn't even put a story in the paper about the strike, even though we got coverage from the TV stations, the radio stations, the Sun-Times, as you quoted me. There we got a wire service coverage, et cetera. So we are planning to ratchet it up if they don't respond. And there's always a chance of going out more days. There's always a chance of having surprise on our side. And we just are we're not afraid of these guys. They seem to think that, oh, we'll just bend over because we just won't give them what they want. Well, that's not an attitude that's acceptable to us. And they should rue the day that they decided that they're not going to bargain fairly. If that's their game plan, that's not a good game plan.
You know, so many readers and people, I guess, they're not readers. That's the problem, right? So many people don't read news outlets like the Tribune. Maybe they don't listen to public radio anymore. Why should this matter to maybe people who don't really think it affects them?
Well, I think that if you're not paying attention, you are not as well educated on issues that do impact them. We're not just out writing about corrupt politicians and migrants and all that kind of stuff, but all of these issues, take those two, make a difference to people. For example, if we're covering state government, that may be a dull topic to you, but if you think about it, state government can raise your taxes, your income taxes. State government can decide how your schools are funded. State government can decide whether county clerks should give seniors a property tax break. State government can decide whether or not teenagers should have a graduated driver's license process. State government should decide whether marijuana should be legally sold in the state, or whether you should be able to bet. And all these things kind of are overarching issues that it is better to have an informed public about. The other thing is, for outlets like us, Brian, and yours too, we try our absolute as best as humanly possible to tell the truth as best as we can tell it. And we tell it that is our mission, and we're not here to bend the truth or slant the truth like places like Fox that have even, you know, through their emails that were discovered in the Dominion lawsuit, showed that they were saying things they knew weren't true. But we are here to tell the truth, and we get attacked for that, and we get attacked by the slanted news organization, news quote unquote organizations too. And we are out here to do what's right. You know, this is a kind of like, you know, what your mom and dad would want you to do, tell the truth, you know, and that's what we try to do every day here, and give it to you straight. Now,
tell the truth and give it to you straight. Yeah, we're gonna have to leave it there, Ray, I'm afraid. Ray Long is an investigative reporter at the Chicago Tribune. He is a member of the Chicago Tribune Guild, which went out on strike last week. Ray, I will just say, from one former newspaperman to a current newspaperman, good luck. Thank you for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
More to come after a short break. Stay with us.